Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the conversations the two of you should have around oral sex.
And as we start today's show, here's a little quote, a little thought to get you, you know, in this mindset. It says, it's amazing how one little conversation can change things forever. And when it comes to talking about oral sex, it is those little conversations that literally can change things forever in a marriage. But before we jump into that in today's show, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family, someone who their marriage has experienced transformation or maybe is in the process of being transformed. And this hug comes from a Facebook message that we had received from a summit partner in the Position of the Month Club. And he starts off by saying, "You two have literally saved my marriage. I have spent hours listening to your podcast. I used to think that the goal of working on a relationship meant that in the end it would be or had to be perfect. No more arguments, no more hurt feelings, and no more mistakes. What an unachievable goal. What I have learned from you is that an intimate marriage doesn't mean that none of those things will happen, but rather that when they do happen, we can resolve them without damaging one another. With this revelation came peace for my soul. We are currently living in separate houses, and we have started with developing our emotional and spiritual intimacies. We have talked at least 2 hours a day on the phone and sometimes in person. I have literally spent more time talking to my beautiful wife in the last 4 weeks than I have in the last 2 years. What a difference it has made. I truly believe that no other form of marriage counseling could have changed the road I was on. I thank God that he moved me to listen to your show."
Wow. Just, hey, not every hug is the end story.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't the end for these guys, as you heard. And so we're all in process. Yeah. We're all in process. And I love that he got that revelation of like the goal of doing something in your marriage is perfection, and yet it's not. You know,
well, the perception is that it's perfection.
The perception is perfection, but it's not. So it's just so beautiful. I love it.
So amazing. And you know, as we transition into today's show, the idea for the show actually came from a coaching call that I was having with a wife, and somehow early on in the conversation we got to talking about oral sex. She had mentioned it in her initial questionnaire to me, and so I'm like, "Well, tell me what the challenge is there." And she, you know, she looked at me from across the screen, because thank God for Zoom. We do everything on Zoom these days.
Well, and you've always been doing it on Zoom.
Right. It's just now everybody in the world is using Zoom. But she looks at me and in all seriousness, she just asks the question, you know, am I the only person that doesn't like oral sex? And then she followed it up with this very heartfelt, "Can I learn to like it?" And there was so much sincerity. It wasn't like this was a flippant thing for her. It wasn't like, okay, well, I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, you know, where's the quick fix and what's the quick answer to this? There was this really heartfelt moment of a wife trying to figure out what this dynamic looks like in her marriage. And she was explaining to me that you know, this has been a situation in their marriage that they've just kind of tabled. You know, he loves her enough that he's not, you know, pressuring her or saying, you know, "I need to have this." But there's still this desire inside of her to understand kind of what's all wrapped around this when it comes to oral sex and what this could look like for them. And so, you know, we started talking about it within the context of the coaching call, but it really got me thinking, you know, sexual intimacy as a whole can be challenging, right? We don't, you know, as we're growing up, and I've said this so many times, and I think every time we talk about sex or sexual intimacy, I bring it up. Like, by and large, our parents never sat us down and said, "This is how you're going to have these conversations with your husband or your wife," right? It's awkward. People don't, I mean, outside of our house where our poor children have, you know, heard this Like they don't hear, most people don't hear those conversations. And if you're not talking about how to talk about sexual intimacy, you're probably not talking about how to discuss oral sex.
Because
that's like
sure
on a whole nother level of like awkwardness, you know, for parents and, you know, siblings, peers, what it gets weird and uncomfortable. And these conversations, not only do they feel awkward and uncomfortable because it's like, okay, how do I bring this up? How do you feel about it? Is this okay? You know, but there's also this whole, like we've all got our own headspace that we're dealing with. We've got, you know, these questions that are going on about, you know, what's my confidence level? Do I feel confident doing oral sex or performing it on you or receiving it? You know, there's a whole giving and receiving and what does that look like? And all of these questions about, well, how frequently should it be happening? What's the intensity of, you know, your mouth on my body? How does hygiene factor into this? You know, and it got us thinking, you know what? As we deepen the emotional intimacy, as we equip the one family to be able to have conversations around oral sex, and we've seen this transformation in our own marriage, then it's this whole, and anybody that's gone through the Dream Again Masterclass, you know how I feel about this. It's the chicken and the egg.
Right.
Right. As couples work on emotional intimacy, the physical intimacy gets stronger. As they work on the physical or the sexual intimacy, the emotional intimacy gets stronger. So we have to work on both. And we've seen this in our own marriage. You know, oral sex was one of those areas where because I had bad experiences prior to meeting Tony, marrying Tony, like I came into marriage with a lot of baggage.
Around oral sex.
Yeah. Like I was like, absolutely not. It grosses me out. This is like the most disgusting. Ugh. Like, and I was just, I don't want to perform it. I don't want to give it. I don't want to receive it. For years. It would be like the token birthday present for Tony. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can do this one day out of 365. And it took.
And even then it wasn't like earth shattering by any stretch of the imagination. It was more like a 30-second BJ. And it was like, all right, that was it. I'm good. Done. And
happy birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday. Check that box. See you next year. And it wasn't until we actually, I think it was probably, you know, I was trying to go through just my memory banks the other day. When we started exploring different positions, was that during the 60-day sex challenge or was that after? Do you
that
remember?
That was after. Yeah, it wasn't during the 60-day sex challenge because I really don't recall us doing much outside of, during the 60-day sex challenge, really we did missionary. We would go from rear entry a little bit, but we weren't super like, oh my gosh, we got to try all these new positions. We got to go into oral during that time frame. It was after that.
So it was after that. And, you know, I share that because it's amazing how, you know, different positions, and we're going to get into into the show, but different positions, having conversations like we did around the 19 questions to amazing sex, how these different things actually started to change how we viewed oral sex in our own marriage. Because Tony was fine giving.
Well, even that was a bit of a learned deal. I think for me as well, because that wasn't early on in our marriage.
Oh, no, I'm talking.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't something we just jumped into. I wasn't really, I didn't know much about it. I knew about it. I will say this. I knew about it from the pornography that I watched.
Okay.
But in our own marriage, we weren't doing that. So it wasn't until after the 60 day, after we really got the conversations going around our sexual intimacy, that we began to explore more into the oral sex conversation. Again, were there those times prior to that were like sort of the token oral sex days of the year? Sure. And yet it wasn't something that we did regularly by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no. No, not like it's been incorporated into our sexual
intimacy now.
Exactly. I want to share a little bit about the one family because we asked you guys, you know, does very direct questions on Instagram a couple weeks ago. We asked, you know, does the wife like to give oral sex? And 55% of the wives, you know, in the marriage, or the response was that 55% of the wives said, yes, they do like to give. Does the wife like to receive oral sex? That was a 70% yes.
Okay.
Now, when it came to the husband or husbands, you know, does the husband like to give oral sex? That was an 82% yes.
So him giving it to his wife?
Yes. Okay. And then does the husband like to receive oral sex? That was a 96%.
Wow.
Yeah. That was, you know, that was high.
Super high.
And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that struck me as I was looking at the numbers is that both husbands and wives like to receive more than give on both sides, even though the numbers are high for men.
Mm-hmm.
They're still receiving is nice, giving is good. You know, so we look at that. But there are some situations here, you know, as we started asking the question, you know, what are the challenges mm-hmm. when it comes to oral sex? What's the one thing that you want your spouse to know when it comes to oral sex? And they started to really fall into these areas of, you know, like I said earlier, hygiene and frequency. But more importantly, before we could even get into those conversations, we actually need to go back sort of to the beginning,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. This is, you know, years ago, we did a show called Birds and Bees, right? And that was all about like, how did you learn about your sexual intimacy and having that conversation? But we have to, in marriage, when it comes to oral sex, we have to like literally have those same conversations all over again. You know, it's the sitting down, or, you know, not in your bedroom. Like, let me just give the little Tony and Elisa. We don't talk about sexual intimacy in the bedroom because that's where you want to have the sexual intimacy. So this is like sitting, you know, have this conversation sitting on your back patio, go for a walk and talk, do it someplace else so that you're not like stirring up all of that sexual energy while you're trying to have the conversation.
Yeah. Even during a coffee break, go for, you know, you can diverge off of what's happening during a coffee break, but that may be one of those conversations that you bring up during one of them, going, hey, let's start talking about our oral sex. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what that looks like in our marriage. Again, the conversations around oral sex need to start so that both of you aren't sitting in a place of like, I don't like it, he likes it, or she likes it, but I don't like giving it. Where are you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Open up about it. And I think it's one of those places where there's so much learned. Mm-hmm. Even we did a show talking about her cycle a little bit ago, learning about even the time of the month when it's heightened and when it's less is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's coming up towards her period and she doesn't want it, well, that might be, or giving it, that may be the reason around it. But on the other side of it, she's heightened to give and receive.
Right. And so that's where we've got to be having these conversations. And, you know, it starts with, what are your thoughts on oral sex? Right. Some of you have never had this conversation. And it's understandable because it generally falls into that, well, don't talk about sex category.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're listening to this show, we know that you're an extraordinary couple, and we know that you're learning how to step out and have the conversations that you haven't had before.
Correct.
Right? So ask the question, you know, what are your thoughts? Have there been any experiences, good or bad, that have impacted your feelings on this? You know, when Tony and I were able to get to a place in our marriage where I could share with him the challenging experiences, the really uncomfortable situations that I had been in that had colored how I viewed oral sex, that was a game changer
mm-hmm.
for the two of us. It gave us an opportunity to go, okay, well, that was, you know, not to minimize it, but that was then, this is now. That was not in marriage, this is in marriage. There was a different set of circumstances. And for Tony to actually have the understanding of where I'd been so that he could actually love me into where I was.
Say that again, because that's good.
Oh, I don't exactly remember how I said it. I think it was, you know, he understood where I'd been, so that he could love me into where I was.
There it is.
Okay. I'm like, every once in a while, those things come right out of my mouth, and I'm like, oh.
Here's the thing, folks. You guys, what happened in your past isn't with your spouse now.
Necessarily.
Right. In that instance, mm-hmm. and in many instances, we may have had sexual encounters with people not our spouse,
mm-hmm.
meaning we had sex before marriage. Elise and I get that because we have been there. So we get that. But those encounters can taint the way we see sexual intimacy with our spouse.
Definitely.
And so oral sex is one of those, because I feel like it's one of those areas that is entertained because we go like, intercourse is sex. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do that, but we're going to do oral sex. And so in our perception of where we are at that point, whatever age it may be, it's like, well, we didn't have intercourse, so we didn't have sex. And yet oral sex did happen. And because of that, you now view it as shameful, guilty, dirty, and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a marriage with your spouse who loves you dearly, where this is something that is very beautiful. It can be very intimate, and it can really connect you in a sexual level that you don't even realize.
And I do want to say one thing. If you have been abused, if there's been trauma, if there's been rape, I want to encourage you to get help from a trained counselor for your healing.
Yes,
because
definitely.
All of those things, you know, those have happened to you, but you don't need to continue to carry that in. You can have a different experience. You can experience freedom from that. So we're not minimizing that those things have happened. We're just encouraging you to go and get help from a trained counselor around that. So you're going to ask the question, you know, what are your thoughts on oral sex? You're going to ask, you know, have there been experiences that have impacted how you feel about this? And, you know, let's just get really direct and say, how do you feel about giving or receiving? Right? We know that statistically, based in, you know, on the numbers that we heard from the one family, that there is a difference.
Definitely there is a difference.
And I want to be real clear, just because 96% of the men like to receive, there is 4%. So ladies, you could be married to a man that does not like receiving oral sex. It's statistically possible, right? So it's important in marriage that we find out how our spouse feels about these things, that we don't just assume because they're a man or because they're a woman or because of this or because of that, that this is how they feel. You're married to a unique individual. You're married to an individual that has their own needs. And so as we start digging into this, you know, we started seeing that there were just very key areas that more conversation needs to have. And one of them was, and this is definitely true in our marriage, it was all wrapped around this idea of hygiene.
Yes.
And cleanliness. And, you know, does it matter to your husband or wife that you are clean, you've showered, you're fresh before the two of you have oral sex? In my world, it absolutely does. It absolutely, but that, guys, that wasn't something we discovered until our 19th.
I was going to say probably about 3-4 years ago. So yeah. So probably like right around our 19th or 20th anniversary.
We were driving back from Orange County. We had the 19 questions to amazing sex. I think that was 19.
I think that was 19 because 20th we went to Peru.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, like I have this epiphany as we're, you know, in the convertible driving down PCH and I'm like, oh, that matters. 19 years in, you guys. We're trying to short circuit that for you so that you don't have to like wait that long, but find out if hygiene matters.
Right.
Find out if hair down there matters, right? Both husbands and wives talked about having it trimmed or not having it trimmed, and it goes all over the place. So we're not, you know, whatever works in your marriage, but you have to ask the question, does that matter to you? Does it make you more inclined or less inclined? Find out. You learn about your spouse when you do this. On frequency and intensity, you know, there are some couples that this is like an every time they have sex, this is part of it. Now with that, you need to find out from your spouse, do they enjoy having that as part of every time? Is it part of foreplay, right? Does that happen for the two of you always in terms of foreplay, or is it just, you know, part of your sexual experience? Now, when it comes to intensity, there are some, then you need to ask this question. Do you need me to slow down or do you need me to speed up? Because you can be too hard on both body parts. You can be too hard on him. You can be too hard on her.
I will have to say on that one, on the intensity. So there are a couple ways you can do this. Using your voice, moaning in excitement or in pleasure, that allows your spouse to know, am I in the right spot? You know what I'm saying? The hand that's pushing it at somebody's head tends to be a feeling of like rejection, or all of a sudden in their own mind, it's like, what just happened? Like, you know, it's like, hey, be gentle, be conversational in it. But I do believe if we allow ourselves to moan in appreciation and in excitement, that allows your spouse to know, am I there or am I not? And this takes some time, because there are definitely times when I'm down on Elisa and I'm like, is she liking this or not? And so I'll come up and go like, are you enjoying this? Like, let me know, because if not, then let's move on to something else. But I need to hear you. I need to know that what I'm doing is working for you.
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, again, and with that intensity, it's just this concept of, you know, gentleness versus roughness. And that's something the two of you have to discuss. There's no one size fits all around this, but you have to have the conversation with you. What do they like? And even in the moment, that can change. But how do the two of you have conversation around that specifically? But we want to talk about a few other areas, and we're going to do that right after this word from our sponsor. Another key area as we're talking through these different conversations to have when it comes to oral sex is there are a lot of folks that struggle with confidence.
Yeah.
When it comes specifically to giving oral sex.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, am I doing this right? Kind of what you were just talking about with the feedback.
Exactly.
Can you tell me, you know, can you tell me what I do well? And I want to, I didn't say it at the top of the show, but these responses and these questions and these ideas all came from both husbands and wives, right? This isn't just like men have got it, you know, 100% perfect and women are over there going, I have no idea what to do. This goes both ways. There are spouses that are scared to perform oral sex, to give oral sex because they don't feel like they know what they're doing, right? You know, because of what's on movies or porn or erotica or whatever, there's this idea that people should just inherently know how to give oral sex. And that's not the case. It's another skill.
It is a learned skill and one you will continuously be learning and developing together.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in the years that we have been doing it, it is still times when I'm like, am I doing this right? Like, is Alisa enjoying this at all? You know, so those conversations end up happening typically after, outside the bedroom, where it's just like, did I miss something there? Was I on it? You know what I mean? So and sometimes it takes a little while for your spouse to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
I've recognized this with Alisa as well. There's a bit of a warm up phase. It's not like, hey, going down on her and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, like great. I mean, it's like there's this warm up phase, and that warm up phase can take some time, mm-hmm. where she is getting into that place where she's just like, okay, I'm feeling comfortable. I'm enjoying this. That ranges in time too. It can be 30 seconds. It could be 5 minutes. So do realize that it is a learned process. And even within it, mm-hmm. there are nuances.
And one of the things I want to say to this, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier in the show, is that, you know, trying different positions mm-hmm. can really make a huge difference in your confidence. Because as you know, if there are certain positions that just feel uncomfortable to you, try a different one. Right. Or use something like the flip ramp that we have in our Amazon shop, because that just that different height, because her pelvis can be elevated or, you know, everything can be higher or changed, can make a difference both in comfort and in confidence.
Yeah. And you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon. It's called the Liberator Flip Ramp. And it's great. I mean, one of the partners in our position of the month club, one of the summit partners, they tried oral sex without the flip ramp and with the flip ramp. Husband said he loved it both ways. Wife said she loved it with the ramp. And so there you go. They stepped out of their comfort zone and said, what does oral sex look like for us with that, without it? And here's where they both came. And now they have a new place to start from when it comes to their oral sex.
All in the name of research.
All in the name of research.
All in the name of research. The last area where, you know, there were a lot of comments and, you know, different conversations happening is on this idea of asking for oral sex. And this is where I think it gets to the crux of the conversation for husbands and wives in marriage is, you know, understanding, because there were a lot of people that said, hey, it's okay to ask for it. Like, go for it. Ask me. I'm good. And other people that said it feels really awkward to ask for it. And so this is developing a vocabulary in your marriage that, you know, I understand. I mean, Tony and I did not have this vocabulary 23 years ago when we got married.
No, not at all.
And so like we were just talking about, like the ability to perform, you know, to give and receive oral sex, that's a learned skill. The ability to ask and to know how to have those conversations is also a learned skill. It's the reason we're behind the microphones today, you guys.
Can I share how I think we have done a pretty good job of this for both of us. And a lot of it for us is foreplay's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is some sexy talk going on. There's some conversation going on. And so as foreplay is getting heightened, there's a simple like, oh, I'd love to just go down on you. And in that, let me say this. When I say that, And Elisa says, oh yeah, you need to. It's like, okay, if she says no, it's not a rejection though. Mm. Because there is this place where I want to please my wife. And so if she goes, no, not tonight, it's okay because we're still in the heat of the moment. We're still in foreplay. I still know she's going to have a good time. It may not be going down on her. It may then go like, okay, well, I'm going to get some oil and I just want to rub you with oil or something of that nature. So for us, we've come into that place where it's not like, hey, I want you to give me oral tonight. For us, and it goes vice versa. I mean, it's also like we're having foreplay, and I might say something of the extent of like, I'd love for you to give me a BJ, and Elisa will go, okay, and boom. Or it may be like, no, not tonight. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And Elisa may even ask for it, mm-hmm, as well within foreplay of like, I want you to go down on me.
Right. And that's where developing the ability to have these conversations matter so much, because we understand, you know, and a lot of people shared it with us that, you know, oral sex, just, they don't like it or it just doesn't do it for them. Can I tell you that's okay?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That is completely okay. But what's the important thing around this is being able to communicate to your spouse. If oral sex is not your thing, okay, what can the two of you do instead? Right. You don't have to be like anyone else. The two of you have to cultivate and create your own unique expression of the sexual intimacy in your marriage. Having a conversation around oral sex is one way to deepen that. It's one way to understand what the two of you are building, what you have built. It's coming to your spouse with solutions instead of complaints or instead of problems.
Can I say one thing though too?
Yeah.
I really do believe though that self-confidence, having the emotional intimacy around this conversation, being open, trying new things will allow you to be in a place where you go, wow, this is much different than I ever thought possible. Because I think Elisa and I were in that place where it was just sort of like, nah, that isn't for us. Mm-hmm. And we've come over the years to a place of like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. This is part of our sexual intimacy. It took us those taking a bold step outside of what we knew and what we thought and willing to go deeper together.
Well, and I think with that, it's having the conversation, you know, especially if you're on the side of things where you're like, I don't really like this. It's having the conversation with your spouse. Is this a no, not now, or a no, not ever? Because there can be different seasons in your marriage. There can be different experiences or situations or circumstances that you're working through. That means it's a not now, but it could be in the future. Mm-hmm. Right. And so getting into that place, because here's the deal, guys, at the end of the day, extraordinary couples talk about the things that other couples don't. Just like
they do.
They do. And so this week, we really want to encourage you, have a first conversation or maybe a sixth conversation. What I want to say is this is not the only conversation that you'll ever have about oral sex. Start the conversation about what the two of you want this to look like in your marriage.
Yeah. Hey, just like Elisa said, get the conversation started. Listen to this together. Hear what we're saying, and then begin to incorporate the conversation around oral sex into your own marriage. The next step is, obviously, take it into the bedroom and performing on one another, learning from that, and then repeating. It's a process that each of us still go through, and I said earlier, even in the time of the month, it can make a big difference on, do you enjoy it, giving and receiving for both of you. So go out there this week, have the conversation around oral sex. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we look forward to catching you next week. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.